Hello there, everybody. My name is Christopher Dillon. So Avanti, of course, we stretch across 45 countries that are using us across in the USA, Caribbean, all across Europe, in the UK as well, across in United Arab Emirates. We have clients in Malaysia also. So we do span a lot, but I think one point that really separates Avantio from the rest is that from our roots, of course, we're a Spanish company originally, but we're very international now. But, you know, we have developed inside our system the tools needed to operate with the regulations in Spain, for example. So we always do that. So anytime there's a new update in Spanish market, for example, we would do that. So we have the direct export to the police. We have the direct export to the Modelo 179. We have the direct report to the INE to stay in line with those regulations. But we also do that. We've also developed that for our markets in Portugal, in Italy, in France, in Germany and Austria. We're still doing that. So we're always extending and trying to really get into those markets. In some cases, I think our competitors don't have that level of integration with those markets. Some do, but we've been doing it for an awful lot longer. And there's no need for you to really use a third-party auxiliary partner. Now, that's not to say that we don't have a lot of really good partners. I'll show you our marketplace later, and we do offer clients other partners to use. But Avantio, again, is probably one of the main points is that Avantio, at its core, is really the core. It's the core part of our clients' business. So we, what our clients use Avantio is really the core of their business. So they use Avantio to do a lot of the services that would sometimes be necessary to go to third parties to use. So for example, Avantio, we have a kind of three pillars or three main intranets or portals, whatever you want to call them, but we have a whole area dedicated to the owner management. Okay, whole area is dedicated to the operations and task management in the system, and the whole area dedicated to your guest management and guest interaction. So I'll go over those in a little bit shortly. Well, what I'll do first of all, just give you a brief look around the UX of the system. So you see here, for example, Avantio is very, very nice system, very easy to use. We have our PMS, we have our channel manager here, and I'll just mention one thing about this. We're very unique because Avantio is probably as powerful a channel manager as it is a PMS, and that's quite rare. So all of our channel connections, all of our systems are all local, native, two-way API, and we've built that up over time. So that channel manager is actually available to use for all our clients without ever having to use a third party, for example. So that's obviously gives a huge extension to the PMS where, okay, I'm using my PMS, but I know I can also just go and connect to channels. Now, some of our competitors would have that also, of course, but not to the same level that Avantio do. Which is really, really a positive thing for our customers. You see here we have Harmony, very straightforward. We have an email automation sender. We have our unified inbox. That's we have a very interesting use of our unified inbox. I think that's quite unique to Avantio as well. So we'll have a look at that. Notifications, our client support, as I was mentioned earlier, is second to none. We have that available inside the system. You can speak to your customer support via video call, for example, or via online chat. And via tickets as well, of course, but you have that. We have multiple languages as well. So I mentioned Portugal, Italy, Spain, France, Germany. So we have our full service available in all those languages also. So if we have everything in those languages by natives and different markets inside of Avantio, which is a very, very strong, service to have. So when you look at over here, for example, inside of Avantio, you've got your accommodations you set up in there. You have your pricing set up here, discount supplements, customers. Another big powerful thing about Avantio is that we have our websites built inside of Avantio as well. And inside our websites are quite powerful vacation rental website, but they are the PMS is also a very powerful CMS as well. So it means that you can use your websites inside of Avantio. So you see here the operations, the owner management, and all these types of things, calendars here. So I'll give you a quick look at the homepage here. So you've got things like the incoming bookings, pending actions, upcoming check-ins. You've got the evolution of your bookings. So at a snapshot, you're kind of seeing what's going on in your company, your occupation percentage for this month compared to last month. And obviously, these are windows then into the deeper reports. So you got your bookings, your cancellations, your health of the system. These are your connected applications. I see we have Transparent here. We have Price Lab, Beyond Pricing, Key Data, many, many partners that you can connect into Avantio to extend the services that we have. So, and if we just have a quick look at the calendars, this is a couple of things, you know, very neat, very tidy, very easy to look at. You know, so we do work a lot on the UX of the system to make it more attractive. So this is our availability calendar, of course. You can look at the guest information here. Okay, you can look at the actual property itself. So you can have a look at the actual property, go straight to the property there. And then what we also haven't developed over the last year, so if many of our clients are not using, for example, a revenue management company like Price Labs or Beyond Pricing, then you know, a lot of what they do is achievable in Avantu, but in a, not in the automated way. So for example, this is our revenue calendar, which we've developed. So you see here, you've got your occupation percentage, and then you've got the financial information of the bookings inside here as well. So this will kind of have, give you a quick look at what's happening behind the scenes in the financials. So you got your rent, you got your extras, your taxes here, you've got payment and settlements, and then you got your what would be your settlement to the owner here, for example. So the system's always calculating this behind the scenes. And a really powerful thing you can do is, of course, is inside here, you can choose to pick these 3 days. For example, you can change the price of these 3 days. For example, I might change that to $250 a night, because I want to sell that for, I'll take a 3 day booking, but I want to increase the price a little bit. And then what you've got as well is you can change the occupation rule here as well. And then what that does in Avantu, it just resets the occupation rule and pricing for those 3 days. And then the default rules will kick back in after that. So it gives you a lot of control over your pricing on the actual calendar, which is very useful. Now, of course, if you're using Price Labs and all that, obviously Price Labs is feeding into this calendar and showcasing your pricing, but it's a very nice visual to have to be able to see all that information. So going back here to the owner side of things. So our clients, obviously the owner's section and the owner management or client management is a really important part of the system. Because obviously servicing the client is incredibly important to the guest. So they want to have full transparency and give the owners as many services and options as possible. And that's done inside of Avantu. You have your owner's portal where you can give them access, you can give them certain permissions and all of that. The contracts, for example, are set up inside of Avantu. So you can set up the settlements is what we call like the monthly reports to the owners. So the owners can see exactly how much they're getting paid. We have a huge amount of different templates to showcase different data to specific owners. And then we've got, like, for example, control of their expenses. And inside Avantu, you can add in, you know, monthly recurring expenses. You can add in expenses, revolving around bookings, and also expenses around ad hoc maintenance or anything like that is all addable into the owner's contracts or into the settlements. So that's a huge part of the system that's very in-depth, and Avantu has that covered. And obviously, as I said before, Avantu is servicing, over a thousand clients and large clients who really need that service. So that's been developed and it's been very flexible over the years to service those owners or service those clients. Probably the next part of the system which I'd want to show you is, as again, I mentioned before, that Avantu's PMS is almost like a one-stop shop. I won't say one-stop shop for everything, but, you know, a huge core of the business is managed on Avantu. So what we provide our clients is the option, you know, to use a lot of the services we have without having to use third parties, for example. So if we look at the guest management side of things, so if we look at the opportunities here, for example, so the opportunities here is a way for the property managers to manage their incoming leads. So it's a CRM essentially. So this is a CRM inside Avantu. So you can manage your leads, you can send out proposals, and you can convert direct bookings. Again, this is all linked into our whole Avantu booking system and the PMS and the channel manager. That's why I mention it right here. So for example, these are movable. They move automatically as bookings are confirmed or rejected or accepted, these types of things. So it moves automatically anyway and updates the status and all that type of thing. But what we do, how that looks then to the guest, for example, I'll just jump into my email. This is one I prepared earlier. So basically the proposal has been sent to the guest. And what you can do here as well is make it very attractive. So here's the property, here's the price, and I've offered them a 20% discount. So you can really help to convert. And you're able to add in a nice little message here to reserve. Please follow the link and book directly on our website. Okay, so you can add in a nice message there. And basically what the guest can do then, they can either reply to the email and you can convert the booking, or they can go directly to the website and make the booking. So when they follow that link, they come straight into the dates already in the calendar. Two guests, free cancellation up until this date. And these are nice little features we add in Avantu inside the PMS as well, where you can add free cancellation, these kind of booking tools that you have. Book that property, and then you've got yourself a direct booking. So that opportunities module is very, very useful, and it's a very useful tool that I don't think many other if any other PMSs have that developed as we do inside our system. Okay, the next part of the system then for the guests is really the so we provide our guests the option to have their own tourist portal or their own guest area or their own tourist intranet or whatever you want to call it. But again, I mention in these two because they're fully synchronized with the PMS. And obviously then you have the ability to use these services inside the PMS, okay? So basically every guest, for example, would get their, this is kind of connected through our websites, for example, but they would have their own guest area. Now, guest area or tourist guide or whatever you want to call it is one-stop shop for the guest to be able to log in on their phone. It's fully mobile responsive, but they can see everything got to do with their booking. So they can get excited. You can add video content in here. You can add photos, drone videos, all that type of thing you can add inside here. The guests will see all the information about the booking. They can actually live chat with you through here. So this is the connection to the unified inbox we have. And then this is really where you can showcase, optional services that you may do, airport transfers, beds, extra tiles, these types of things. And this is very useful as well because the guest knows then how they're going to check into the apartment. They know, for example, they can put in the arrival information. So, for example, they're arriving by car, arrival time at 4, and then they tell you, very useful, what time they're leaving the property. So all that information synchronizes back to the PMS, and then you can use that, obviously, to facilitate your operations as well. But this is quite nice what to do, what you need to know. So house rules, general rules. You can add in, for example, the Wi-Fi code and everything inside here also. So again, you're giving your guest a very user-friendly section to do that. And then you got what to do in the local area. And this is a development we've done recently where we bring in, for example, Google Maps, what to do, supermarkets, what to do in the local area. And you can choose these from inside the PMS, I'd say, over here, for example. So if you look at the company configuration. So you would configure all your content for your properties inside the guest area content manager. Okay, so again, it's configured inside your PMS. Okay, now you'll see here, for example, as well, that you can offer the guest the ability to check in online. So Avanti have developed their own check-in online due to the demand we have here in many of the countries that we operate in, that you need to send that guest data straight to the local authorities. So our online check-in does that. You give the guest a very simple way to add the property, add their information. But then also in other countries, that's not quite necessary, but it does offer you another verification of who the guest might be. You can choose, what steps you want to include in the online check-in. So like, do you need the scan of the passport, or do you need a document signed, or do you need, X, Y, and Z? But you choose the steps, what you want the guest to do. So again, without going into too much detail, the guests will see all their information. They'll see this then as well, organize their trip. They can organize a trip here also. But then this is quite nice too, because we have the online chat. So here's a couple of chats I prepared earlier. So hi there, thank you so much for the quick confirmation. So is there anything to do in Chamonix? And then basically your property manager send back a message. So this is a nice central area for the guests to be able to communicate directly about the booking. All this then, of course, synchronizes into the unified inbox in Avantio. This also is synchronized, with Airbnb, with Booking and Vrbo as well. All those messages are all synced into the unified inbox. So if I come back in here into the unified inbox, you'll see, this is where the property manager is viewing this information. So this is quite nice because, we know all too well that a lot of property managers are doing this. If they don't have a system like this, they're doing this on WhatsApp and things like that. And, WhatsApp's a great app and everything, but this keeps it all in control. It keeps it all related to the booking, the main guest, the accommodation, the booking. Here's all the messages that have been sent. Here I can just say, for example, the property manager, let us know if you need anything. Okay, which is quite good. So the guest, for example, then might be able to say something like, oh, okay, the hot water not working. Okay, just to do it really quickly, hot water not working. Of course, that comes back straight into Avantio here, sorry. So this will come straight back into Avantio. Oh, yeah. Of course, now this is received in real time. So what you can do then is, okay, I'll send someone right away. Now, this is kind of where our unified inbox and all this really works quite well to offer our guests one central area to manage all their communications. So I can send that back to the I can send that back to the guest, speak directly with them. And then what I can do is here, if you just see up here, we have the unified inbox fully synchronized with all entities of the booking. So I've got the guest information here, I've got the owner of the property. Now he also has an access to unified inbox if he needs to. And then you've also got your service provider. So for this particular service, I might use my cleaning French company, or you know, you might have here, for example, your maintenance guy as well, who's also done this. So what you can do with the unified inbox is actually send direct messages straight through to the service providers or the internal staff members or anybody who's going to be doing this task, and obviously send them direct information. They receive that inside their operations app, okay? And email notifications and everything. So you can communicate with the service provider, the guest, and the owner from this one central area. And again, it's all linked into the exact inside the booking. So all that information is there for everybody. Now, again, just one thing is you can, the property manager only speaks to the guest. The property manager only speaks to the service provider. There's no conversations between the owners and guests or the providers and the guests. Okay. So it's all just between the property managers and the entities. So kind of what that does then, if you go into the operations module, which is kind of the other portal or big part of the Avanzio system and the PMS, is that we have our own task management and service management portal inside Avanzio also. So you'll see here on this side, you've got your suppliers. So this can be, you know, any external cleaning company, any internal staff members. You see here, they've got services assigned to them, bed linen and final cleaning, pets. So they take care of all those services. And then basically, then if you go to your operations, so then I've got, you know, my view as the property manager. They have their own downloadable web app that's all fully mobile responsive, works on your phones very nicely. And they'll only see what's applicable to them. So Cleaning France will only see what they have to do. And what they can do then inside their system is they can see the tasks, they can see the final cleans they have to do. They'll be able to see all the information about that, okay, and any comments. So they can actually, from here, this is where they will be able to send, comments on the task, and also send any messages back and forth to the property manager from here, okay? So again, Avanzio, coming back to that point again, Avanzio really is the core of your business, where you can have, you know, the client management, the guest management, and also then the service management all inside our Avanzio portal. And obviously your websites as well, your direct booking system. So Avanzio is this kind of one core part of your business that you can use it for all that. And of course, our system has been developed over many, many years, and these services and tools are quite in depth and really designed for, you know, to help the property managers service their business as much as possible on the actual Avanzio platform and not have to leave. Now, in saying that, again, Avanzio, probably the last part of the puzzle really is the Avanzio payments tool. So unlike a lot of our competitors, Avanzio actually has multiple payment gateways integrated. So of course, the best thing about that is we were able to give our guests our property managers lots of different options to choose from. So of course, some payment gateways only work in some countries, of course, but we have integrated about 10 of them now. So that allows you to choose. So just looking here at the Avanzio payments tool, which is an automated payment pickup tool. So you can allow to take the payments automatically. It runs through the 3D Secure, does the double authentication for the European cards. It's all up to date with that. But for example, we have SysPay, Stripe for Europe, for UK. We have Amazon payment services for the UAE market and and other countries in that area. We have, of course, Global Commercia, Global Payments. So we've integrated all these payment gateways into Avanzio to give you a more powerful choice. And of course, if you're with Stripe, for example, and then you might want to use SysPay, then of course you can balance out which one gives you a better deal, and you can integrate either one of those into Avanzio. So that's quite useful. And then the other thing is we've just obviously been acquired by a company called Planet, the Planet Group, and they are another huge payment processing company. So we're in the middle of integrating them into Avanzio, and that will give our guests many other options as well on currency conversion, on DCC, on these types of things. So we're very excited about that. And that's going to give, you know, a lot of options for our clients to, to manage payments of MCP and DCC, which is going to be useful. Which is, you know, just in a nutshell, just means that you can offer your guests to pay in their local currency. So, for example, a UK customer who wants to come and pay in euros in Portugal, you can offer him to pay in his own local currency, and then Planet will obviously will be able to process that, and that gives you a lot more conversion as well. Okay. And then just finally, you know, just a word to, I know I've mentioned a lot that Avantio is, you know, stands on its own 2 feet. Our clients can use Avantio to do that, but we do have a huge partnership program as well, because we understand that there are some parts of Avantio that you will need help with. So for example, in our marketplace, you know, we've got, you know, a lot of interior design companies, welcome apps and check-in as well, electronic locks and home automation, insurance companies, revenue management, of course. So we've got a huge portfolio of partners you can also integrate with and work with if you're a part of Avantio as well. So that's probably an area that we have really developed over the last couple of years. Before that, we were very much like that, just wanted to have our own stuff. But now it's, you know, we do open the door for a lot of our potential customers, for customers to use third parties also. Okay. So that'll do it for the Avantio PMS category. Hope you've enjoyed having a look at it. It's very, again, very user-friendly. Just a couple more things. Just looking at the bookings, for example, it's very simple to use. Inside any of our bookings here, for example, you'll see very easy to manage. So inside the bookings, you'll see all the information related to it. You see all the messages inside the booking, all the messages, all your sales margin for the booking, all what you do for the owner settlement, have your guests checked in online yet, the accounting side of things as well. So we're able to give the guest a very detailed look at the bookings as well, and everything looks quite nice. So, okay, list of bookings again. And probably one other area to mention as well, just before I forget, is that inside Avantio, of course, we have our reports and exports, very detailed reports in all different types of categories. So for example, you've got your management reports here. You can look at where your bookings are coming from, your occupation percentage by accommodation, sales, profit margin per accommodation, for example. So this gives you a lot of data to understand. Probably should have checked that before. Hang on. Yeah, so here is your sales and profit margin per accommodation and booking. So the types of detail you have there are the booking information, the owner's check-in date, check-out date, rental with VAT, extras amount, tourist taxes. Another huge thing we have developed in our PMS as well is the tourist tax module as well, because obviously that's very important for a lot of our European countries and also across the United States as well. So we have the tourist tax taxes set up in here. And basically you can then apply the necessary rules. For example, in Lisbon, you have a tourist tax of €7 to pay per night, but you have a maximum of 7 nights that you would pay. You can configure that very simply inside Avantio. And then obviously that displays then on your invoices and on the guest information and all that type of thing. So we have that built in there as well. And inside here in Avantio, you can generate your invoicing, of course, from Avantio. Okay, issue invoices directly from bookings. You can invoice only extras or services, list of invoices. So all of this hard work has already been done and built up and set up for Avantio customers, and they can use these tools, again, inside the software. Now, probably wouldn't say that Avantio is a full accountancy software. No, by no means, no, but it's got plenty of the information. And then, of course, Avantio does have our APIs that our clients can use to take data directly from this, to run the system and put it somewhere else as well, obviously. Okay. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Avantio's application or our video for the best PMS. Hope it's been clear, and look forward to hearing your feedback. Thank you very much. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.